My name's Crystal, and my mother was murdered last year. I was always obsessed with the dead, but the obsession got worse once she crossed over. Before she had died, I had already ghost hunted at some of the most haunted locations across the world. But ghost hunting is different for me now. Something's changed. It's personal. So join me and my paranormal diaries as I enter the doorway into the other side. Welcome to my paranormal podcast. Join me now. Hey guys, what's up? Welcome back to the channel. It is Crystal, yours truly. And it's been a while since I've seen you. And I know there's been a lot of questions and we have a lot to address today. In fact, I have my, look at how cool this iPad holder is. I found it for my new iPad on Amazon. I have a list that we're going to kind of talk about today. I know that you guys are wondering where I went, what happened to me, and it's time to have a chat. So of course the big question is, where have I been, right? Of course, and I do like this like lighting setup, by the way. Like, I have these really cool, this is a green one spotlight, and this is a pink spotlight, and then I have the green lights set up all around the room, and I just think it looks really cool. It just depends on which angle you put this at. I went through another awakening, and I feel like at this point I've been through so many spiritual awakenings that it's kind of like, okay, are we done yet? I know that you're going to ask, where's the old format, right? Where's the old format of the podcast? It's coming back. I'm in the process of rebuilding my PC, my tower. I have a really big gaming computer with like a massive motherboard and a really good graphics card, but it's just time to update things. So I'm in the process of rebuilding that. Yes, I rebuild my own computers. I do it all. You guys know I'm weird. My uncle was, he worked for IBM for years. I used to go to take your daughter to work day with him, and he taught me how to build computers. So it's just one of those other things that, you know, my little feminist heart does. Also got new glasses today. I was going to wear them for the stream, but the shadows make me look a little cross-eyed. So we're not going to wear those for this. You know, briefly, I just kind of want to touch base on 2023 and sort of the beginning, which was like all the drama that was ongoing with, you know, Destination Fear. And it balled up into like, you know, a lot of people pointing the finger at Zach. And I'm just going to sit here and tell you guys, like, I'm going to back him up. You know, I am always. Zach and I have, you know, an on again, off again friendship for the last, what, like 13 years or however long it's been. And even when we're not in contact and not talking, I'll still back him up. I still think he's the greatest EP. He's in this position for a reason. A lot of people started dragging him. A lot of influencers, people in, you know, YouTube content, paranormal. And I was like, you know what? I can't be a part of this. And I was like, God, I'm going to miss everybody if I kind of step back again for another couple of months. I love you guys. You know, my fans, like, some of you guys are OGs. You've been around since literally Paranormal Challenge, which was like 2011 Travel Channel, which is like crazy throwback that's, you know, where my career started. And I was like, you know, I feel bad taking another break, but like, I just can't be a part of this right now. And I'm going to get real comfortable and cross-legged, and I'm chilling. I've got my water in front of me, but 90% of you guys as fans are amazing. 90% of you guys have stuck by me all these years, and you support me and you understand my journey. And then the other 10% of you are kind of a-holes, right? And that's just me being like calling a spade a spade. And I started getting these like horrible messages from some of you guys on Instagram, like, did you quit GGD? Like, why are you doing fashion and makeup? You seem so vain, and it's all about vanity and beauty and fashion. And you never used to post about beauty and fashion. It was always paranormal content. And I was like, okay, we have a lot to address here, clearly. First of all, I never posted paranormal content to my personal social media. In fact, I never had personal social media. I mean, I had it, but I was never active on it until about a year ago. So I've really built up my social media in a year. It was never paranormal content. If you want to follow just paranormal content, that's what Ghost Girl Diaries is for, not my personal content. And essentially, talking to me and putting me down, saying you don't like my fashion and makeup content. Well, I hate to tell you this, but like, I've been doing fashion and makeup long before I ever did paranormal. I was a licensed cosmetologist at 18. I went to a school called Warren Tech in Colorado. They offer it to you as like, they offer it to you in high school. So I was on the waiting list for Warren Tech since I was 14. I finally got in at 18 and I graduated at 18. And basically those credits go towards your high school, diploma credits. So, I mean, cosmetology is something I've always done. Beauty and hair and even fashion. I applied for FIDM, which is Fashion Institute of Designing Merchandising in Los Angeles. I was accepted my senior year. I got a full scholarship. I never went. But my point of this conversation is fashion and hair and beauty and makeup has always been who I am at my core. Like, if you read my book that I put out 2 years ago, fashion, beauty, and makeup was something I started. That's part of my soul, boo. You know what I mean? Like, that's who I've always been. And it was really healthy for me to revisit that starting in 2022. I sort of went back to my roots a little bit when I had my death and rebirth after my mom was murdered. And it was really good for me. It was good for me to sort of remember who I was and come back to center with that. So if you don't like that I'm doing that, well, then you don't like me, because that's just who I am at my core. It doesn't mean I quit Ghost Girl Diaries. It doesn't mean I'm done with GGD. I just needed to take a step back and reanalyze some things and what my plan and goal was for Ghost Girl Diaries. And that's why I'm doing this podcast right now, is I've always been open. I'm an open book. I've always communicated with you guys my plans and what I'm doing. And that's what we're doing right this second. So topic one, have I quit Ghost Girl Diaries? No, I have not quit Ghost Girl Diaries. Am I going to quit Ghost Girl Diaries? No. I still love it. It's still my ultimate goal in life. It's still the number one thing that I hope and dream and wish for after, 10 or 12 years of being on this, chasing this dragon. But, for you to criticize me, not all of you, I know like 90% of you are amazing and I love you for that. But, the 10% of you that were really criticizing me and sending me hateful messages on Instagram, like, my question to you is, would you still be riding this dragon after 10 years of getting, doors slammed in your face left and right? And, just because I'm tired and I need a minute doesn't mean it's over, but you don't get to treat me like that either. I don't want fans like that. You know what I mean? Like, I don't want people, a part of my circle and a part of the Ghost Girl Army that are shitty, just in general speaking. So if you're going to be like that and treat me like that, like, I don't even think the other fans want you to be a part of it either. I need people that are positive, uplifting. I've been through some shit, right? Like, you guys, I've had many public failures. You guys have seen me pick myself up off the ground every time. My mother was killed last year. I was traumatized. I went through an actual mental breakdown and I had to figure out how to pick myself up off the ground again. And I did. So you should be, encouraging me, rather than putting me down. And cause I was a hot mess last year. And I'm going to do some streams about that, to be honest. I think it's good to talk about, the dark side of life and how you pull yourself up out of the depths of hell, because that was hell. So moving forward, I'm still working on GGD. I'm just taking a different approach, and that's what we're going to talk about today. And I would love to hear your input. I love to hear your opinions. I want to hear what you think. I want to hear you give me your feedback in the comments, because I read every single one of your comments, because I take it all, in, and it's very important to me to hear what you think. So, first things first, I did another like mini video like this, and it was about haunted Las Vegas, and you guys were like, you didn't like the video. You're like, I miss the old format, I miss with the girls. The problem is I'm having some serious scheduling conflicts with the girls, being able to bring them on with the podcast. We're having some problems with their work schedules, and so you're just going to be getting me for a while. I might like be scheduling in some guests. But you're going to have to deal with this right now. And the way I'm talking to you right now, I'm filming on my iPhone. It's very easy for me. I'm not going to overthink things anymore. I'm not going to make people make me feel bad about how I'm creating content. I'm going to do what makes my heart flutter. And if you don't like it, then you don't have to be here. I want you to be here. But I'm also not going to bend and manipulate myself to make content that I'm not happy making. So here we are. You're going to have to accept me as I am from here on out. Whatever you get is what you get. Remember, with content, with YouTubers, with filmmakers especially, you're going to evolve over time. It's just the way it is. I can't go back to the way things used to be. Like, you have to evolve and move forward. That's just life.
So scheduling problems have been an issue with the girls. So it just is what it is. Doesn't mean anyone's mad. It doesn't mean anyone's not talking. It's just been scheduling conflicts, okay? More solo content's coming from me. And honestly, that kind of goes back to my roots anyways. So why did I take a break? Dramageddon of 2023 with Dakota and Zach, I just couldn't anymore. I was scrolling through TikTok and every single video was, I hate Zach Bagans, I hate Zach Bagans. And it made me want to throw up, to be honest with you. I don't care if you don't like him. You don't have to like him. You don't have to like anybody, right? I just don't want to be a part of a community that trash talks each other. And I'm going to still support him no matter what, whether we're talking or not. A lot of people were asking me, oh, Crystal, you should just tell the truth what you know about Zach, you know, but I bet you can't tell the truth because he made you sign an NDA. Yeah, that's not true. I do not have an NDA with Zach. I do not have an active NDA with him. He does not have one with me. And that tells you how much we trust each other, because I could shit talk him if I wanted to. He could shit talk me if he wanted to. And guess what? Neither of us say a word, because it ain't gonna happen. I don't have anything bad to say. I don't have anything bad to say. He makes me mad when he ghosts me, sure. I get annoyed when the friendship takes a break, for sure. That's normal human experiences, and that's about it. I'm not gonna, you know, be a part of that narrative anymore. The main reason I took a break was I had to sort of first analyze, like, what is this? What is the YouTube community, the paranormal community becoming? Like, you know, I can either strictly go back to just paranormal content, which I think is the best option, or you can sit here and enter dialect or dialogue of, you know, essentially these YouTubers and influencers are becoming like the TMZ of paranormal, just talking shit about everybody back and forth. Do I want to be a part of that narrative? The answer is absolutely not. No, I do not want to be part of that narrative. Not interested. The only goal I have for myself is building GGD, or rebuilding GGD after Logan Paul, and being happy and trying to get the series signed. Like, I just don't care about anything else, you know? Like, if everybody in the paranormal community wants to gang up against Zach and take him down, go for it, but I'm not going to be a part of it. And I don't know, that kind of goes back to me comparing the paranormal community to the goth community that I'm now a part of with my fashion and makeup, and it's just stark difference. I keep saying that, and I'm going to keep repeating it, and it's unbelievable. The goth community, you know, they are the weird alt kids that grew up being, you know, outcasted, and they want to build each other up instead of tear each other down, where the paranormal community is the opposite. It's like, who can we take down to get to the top? Like, oh, if we take that one out, you know, that makes space for us at the top. That's not how it works. There's room for everybody. And the goth community understands that. The goth community understands that if you succeed, I also succeed. And if I succeed, you succeed. Where the paranormal community is like, just cutthroat, like, take everybody out that you can. You know, for a while, everyone hates Nick Groff. Then they hate Dakota. Now they're hating Zach. Like, it goes in cycles, which I feel like is very, that's very much like how our society runs. Like, there's always got to be a bad guy. And I was like, ew. In March, I was like, I hate the paranormal community right now. Not my fans. I love my fans, but the paranormal community as a whole. I had a lot of fans unfollow me because they were mad that they said that I was lying about Zach and that I should have been speaking out more against him and talk shit about him. It was just like dysfunctional. And I was like, I'm done. Like, I'm done for a while. I'm just taking a break, taking a seat from Ghost Girl Diaries, creating content, and I'm just removing myself from this, because it's like, I don't know why it always has to be pick sides, like choose sides, you know, like who can shit talk the most. And I'm just like, ugh, gross, not gonna do it anymore. So then March rolls around, and 2023, so just a couple months ago, and I start getting phone calls, which I normally do. That's what I've educated you guys on, filming pilot season. March is essentially the beginning of the fiscal year budgets resetting. Really, it resets in January, but they get more wiggle room starting in March to start pilots, start new documentaries, start new series on different channels. And I started my negotiating again to try to get the series going. Luckily, I know so many people in, you know, the film world that they will reference me out. Like, oh, Crystal, like so-and-so is, you know, referencing wanting to get a paranormal series signed. You can negotiate with this executive producer, this production company. And so they'll just start sending me emails, and then whoever I'm interested in, whatever networks I'm interested in, I will send them an email back. And that's sort of how the preliminary negotiations start. And it started again. And after those negotiations for about 2 weeks, it kind of changed me again. And that's where I said that I'm having this moment of, you know, like another rebirth sort of thing that's happening. And I kind of want to talk about it. So, you know, there's something that I didn't really realize until March. And what that was how much the negotiations all of these years with producers, production companies, executive producers, networks, how much that was affecting my self-image. You know, I'm not only going in as a filmmaker, as a ghost hunter, but I'm also going in as a female executive producer. And most of the time, these production companies, producers, what have you, they see me. And this is how it's always been. This isn't recent. They see this, you know, pretty girl, blonde hair. She does her makeup. She's into fashion. She has brains. Like, she knows how to film. Like, she's what? No. That's not how it works. No. You can either be pretty or smart. You can't be both. And essentially, I go into these meetings every time with these producers, basically making me kind of pick a side. And then these discussions, which by the way, you know, I'm going into negotiations, but this Hollywood, you know, like Hollywood is about sex. Sex sells, female bodies sell, women, beautiful women sell. Harvey Weinstein's know how to get the women. And there's many Harvey Weinsteins. He's not the only one. And it's still going on, unfortunately, to this day. And I've had to see the dark side of it, unfortunately, but you know, basically they're like, they put these, what it should be a conversation about selling a series, selling a paranormal series, but the negotiations turn into something completely different where they're telling me, oh, you know, like you should just, you know, do OnlyFans. You should do, you're so beautiful, Crystal. Like you should just do porn. Like, you know how much money you'd make as a porn star? You need to sell your body. Like that's, if you had 1 million followers from doing OnlyFans, we would sign you in a minute. And it's crazy because I didn't know that I had become accustomed to hearing that after 10 years. I had become accustomed to hearing that. I mean, technically, I took off, you know, 2022 and then the early part of 2023. So I had a good like year and a half off from negotiations. And when I came back into those and hearing the same things again, I got a yuck. I got the ick. You know what I mean? Like, because I deprogrammed myself from listening to this again. And now I'm going back in these negotiations, remembering there's, you know, it's something, unfortunately, I got so used to it that it wasn't affecting me anymore. I wasn't upset by it. I wasn't sad. I didn't feel grossed out. I was like, yeah, that's how producers are. Yeah, that's Hollywood. Yeah, that's executive producers. Yes, I have had producers ask me to sleep with them in exchange for my series. I've had producers ask me to have group sex with them in exchange for signing the series. I know it sounds crazy, and that's not a normal thing. You know, like I shouldn't come out of those negotiations every time being like, oh yeah, it happens. That's not a normal reaction. And finally in March, it was like a light bulb went off and I was like, this isn't going to stop. Like, this is not going to stop. This is how these people are. And it gave me a certain kind of ick. And when I started sort of visiting that with shadow work, when I realized it was a problem, I realized that they were affecting a lot more than just me, like scooping it under the rug. I mean, if you've been following me on social media for a while, I always, for my whole life that you've known me, I've worn turtlenecks and long sleeve shirts. I've never been caught even in like a sleeveless shirt like I'm wearing right now, short sleeve, whatever. And the reason I was doing that was because I thought that I had some sort of control and protection over my body so that they wouldn't judge my body. Not that I'm fat, not that I'm ugly. I just felt like I can protect myself by wearing clothes from like to my neck, to my ankle, to my wrist. But in the process, I was doing that as like a protection thing versus like, wait, what if I want to wear a shirt with cleavage? What if I want to wear a sleeveless shirt? What if I want to wear a short skirt? And I was like, oh no, I didn't know how this had been affecting me for so long. And I had to sort of make the choice of like, how am I going to fix this? And the first thing I thought to myself was, I'm going to have to halt negotiations right now. I'm going to have to stop negotiating because this is something I need to undo within me. Because this isn't normal and this isn't right. And as a woman, you shouldn't be talked down to and treated that way. I should not go into a negotiation for a paranormal series and be propositioned for sex instead. And it happened too often. It happened constantly. And it's not normal. I was excusing the behavior, and the only way for me to heal was stop. So I called Kat in mid-March and I said, and Kat knew this has happened before. And you know, she's a boss. She lets me handle it. And I really appreciate that. She knows it's not right either, but she lets me handle it, you know? And I told her, I said, Kat, I just can't do this anymore right now. I said, I need a break. I need a really big break from this. And I didn't realize how bad this has been affecting me, especially now that for a year I've been on social media promoting myself with fashion and makeup, and I'm dressing however I want to, not having producers in my ear sexualizing me. And it's been grand. Like, it's been great to be myself for once. And I still needed to loosen up a little bit. But I said, I need a break. And she's like, I think you're doing the right thing. So, I know, you know, I'm going to just address this too. I've had a lot of people, friends that are producers, that say, if you want Ghost Girl Diaries signed that bad, why don't you just sleep with the producers? Like, why don't you just do it? Like, it's like one night thing. Just get over it and do it. And, you know, some people might be okay with that. Some people might be okay with that. Look, I don't judge anybody. Like, if you do porn or you, I know, we're in an era where OnlyFans is like, everybody's doing it. Everybody's selling feet pics. You know what I'm saying? Like, everybody's showing titties and ass. I'm not. And I'm not that kind of person. And it's not going to change. I'm not that kind of person. You know, you read my book, I talk about my personal relationships. I've never had a one night stand. I'm not promiscuous. I've only ever been in very serious relationships. I don't sleep with just anybody. My body count is quite low. I have been called prude on and off my whole life, and I'm pretty much okay with it at this point. And I talk about that in my book too. I'm not someone to sleep with a stranger, and I'm not somebody that's going to sell myself because I don't know. I get it. Some people would probably take that short route, you know, like I feel like that'd be a shortcut for sure to like the final destination thing, but I'm just not comfortable with not getting to my finish line morally and ethically. It's just who my mother raised. And let me just be real here, you know, like some of these producers are ick. Like they give you the Harvey Weinstein vibes. And, you know, you get worried, you go into that with like, you know, consent, is it going to end up consent? And am I going to end up sex trafficked? There's a lot of these producers that ask you for group sex. Like, once again, will it end up consent? Like, and I'm not a group sex person, if I'm being real, not that I need to discuss this with you guys, but you know, I've never really told the truth. I've never really told the truth, what goes on behind the scenes, with these negotiations. And the truth is, I'm very often more than not propositioned for sex to sign the series over, and it's just not who I am, and I'm just gonna stand by that. I don't really have anything else to say. You know, women in the industry versus men, like, this is only happening to women. Like, no one's gonna approach Dakota and ask him this. You know what I mean? And it sucks. It's just the way Hollywood is. I have a feeling that Hollywood's on the verge of getting exposed. We've already been in the process of the Me Too movement. And there's already been some change. It's been progressive, but not enough. It's not enough. I think it's going to take a little bit more time to get where we really need to be and exposing these people who are involved with like sex trafficking and child trafficking and stuff. And it's coming to the surface. But for now, this is where we're at. And I'm tired of being sexualized. You know, you get these producers that are in my head and they're like, oh, if you want to be an executive producer, you have to be careful not to post stuff that's like too sexual or too racy, because then the network will not take you serious as an executive producer because paranormal is a male dominated, you know, genre industry. But then in the other ear, they say, but if you did OnlyFans and you posed naked or in like bikinis and like, you know, spreading your cheeks out on a freaking, you know, car, you're gonna get more fans, and then they're gonna sign you. So you're sitting there and you're like, okay, so which is it? Like, you like, don't be sexual, but like, be sexual, you know what I mean? And so I think that's where I got confused for a long time, and instead of processing it, I just shut down and was like, you know what, I'm gonna control the situation by wearing clothes from my neck to my wrist to my ankle, and then they can't say anything because you're not seeing anything anyways. Which I was still sexualized, you know what I mean? Like, I was still sexualized. It didn't matter. I could have put a freaking paper bag over my head and it was still gonna happen. So regardless, that's kind of where we're at, you know? And like, I think the last straw I sort of had was my last major negotiation, and Kat was involved. We actually got signed by a gay producer, a gay executive producer. He did like talent, and he's really genius. I was thrilled by this because I'd never been signed with a company by a company with anyone other than like an older white male, and this was like a gay male. I'm like, oh my god, he's gonna understand, you know, like, he understands what it's like to be singled out, like, you understand what it's like to be a minority. He's gonna help us. We're women in the industry, and it didn't happen immediately, but over time, he didn't proposition me for sex necessarily, but it was still diverted about sex. Once again, going back to, if you did OnlyFans, if you did porn and you had a million followers from doing that, basically they're saying that I have to come into the paranormal industry and like be a full-blown like sex icon in order to sell paranormal, because it's a male industry. And the concern that I even have with that being realistic is, can you imagine like the amount of men that are not only fans of the paranormal, but are running the paranormal? If you came in as a porn star, like, oh my God, the DMs, the messages you'd be getting, like, men would be disgusting, and I can't even deal with it, honestly. So yeah, here I am, like, what do I do? So where do we go from here? Well, first of all, the hate mail, the hate emails, the hate DMs of you not liking my content is going to have to stop, because I have found that my fashion and makeup is something that I love, I enjoy, and it's going effortlessly for me. I am not making any money off of Ghost Girl Diaries since the other YouTube channel tanked. When Logan Paul tanked that channel, it was, I was making about $5,000 to $10,000 a month from that channel. And now it makes about $200 every 6 months since it's been shadow banned. It is still shadow banned. It's not getting better. It's dead. It's not coming back. So I make nothing off of GGD. So how am I going to afford to do anything with GGD? My personal content. I have made a really good living off of my fashion and makeup. I am doing modeling for alt companies, doing modeling for makeup companies. I'm on some of their websites. I've been invited to be on more of their websites. I'm working with a bunch of wig companies who are wanting me to like take modeling shots for their company. It's been going amazing. I'm getting free clothes. I needed something to make me happy again after the loss of my mom, and it needed to come effortlessly, and it needed to be something I enjoy. And fashion and makeup has always been who I am at my core. I'm a Taurus sun. I'm ruled by Venus. I love beauty and fashion. It's just who I am. So if you can't accept that side of me, then you're not accepting me as I am. And also, fashion, beauty, makeup, that's going to be what essentially funds Ghost Girl Diaries in the long run. I don't know what to do about this series right now. I just know that I'm at a point in my life that I can no longer chase this. I need to attract it. I need it to come towards me. I'm putting it out to the universe that I need help from my guides, my spirit team, to sort of bring it into me so that I don't have to go on these endless goose hunts anymore. And I'm kind of waiting for that opportunity to just show up at my door. I don't know who that's going to be. I don't know what it's going to be, but I know it will be the right thing. And I'm just kind of releasing it right now. Does that mean I'm quitting Ghost Girl Diaries? No. I still want this. My ultimate goal in life is to get Ghost Girl Diaries signed, but it has been very hard for a lot of reasons, and the number one being that I'm a woman in this industry, and it's just the truth, and it does suck, and I'm fighting for equality, and I need your support, you know, like, I need you guys to say, Crystal, keep going. I have attracted, you know, female fans from all over the world, and you guys keep pushing me for change. You know, once I get in there, I will advocate for change across the board, and that's still my goal, but I just need to take a different approach this time, and this is the first step to that. And I'm sorry if you feel like I'm failing you, like the messages I've been getting. I'm in a new era, you know, and I'm going to talk about this on some of my podcasts too, like losing my mom in such a traumatic way, her being killed changed my life. I'm a different person than I ever was before. The old version of myself is for sure dead and gone. And, you know, I ended up spending every penny I had. I had just sold my house right before my mom died. I had to split that with my ex. And when we sold the house, I had money left over. I had an inheritance, and I ended up spending about over $100,000 trying to hire attorneys to sue, the killer that took my mother's life. And she was protected by state laws because she's a medical professional. And I was devastated. I was broke and I was devastated. And I don't regret it because I didn't want to look back and say, what if? You know what I mean? Like, I wanted to spend every penny that I could. But, you know, I don't want to look back and say, what if? Like, you know, if I couldn't have held this person responsible for her death, because I know she's in that hospital still killing other people, and that makes me sick. And that's a really heavy burden. It's a lot of baggage I'm going to have to carry with me for the rest of my life, knowing that I wasn't able to bring justice not only for my mom, but I know this woman killed before. I know she's still doing it. She gets her jollies off by killing people. So I'm going to have to carry that baggage, but I wanted to go as far as I could financially, legally, to hold her responsible. And I couldn't. So that was really the initial trigger of my death and rebirth in 2022. And I had a mental breakdown. I did. I was barely surviving. I know I was posting on social media. I did some amazing things in 2022. You probably never would have thought I had a mental breakdown. After I was filming Tubi, my father died, right before that. And I ended up filming with Motionless and White. Chris Motionless, found my content, reached out to me for Motionless and White, the metal band. And it was amazing. It was an amazing opportunity. I really started coming out of the mental breakdown about September, October, which is when I got to go film with Motionless and White, but I really didn't come out of it until January of this year. And then I ended up getting COVID. It was almost like the universe was like, oh, you're not quite ready to come out of hermit mode. And I finally came out of it in about mid-February after I got better, and which I still can't smell certain things, by the way. I can only smell about this close to my face, like 6 inches, and I can't smell vanilla. And that's one of my favorite scents. But anyway, hashtag nerve damage from COVID. When February hit, I felt like my new self had emerged finally, and it took a long time. It was a good 13 or 14 months since my mother's death. And I realized a couple of things, and I'm only telling you this not only so that you understand the journey that I'm currently on, but maybe it will help someone out there. I realized a couple of things. One, I'm no longer going to force relationships in my life anymore with anybody, romantically, friendship-wise, or family, that do not give me equal give and take and feel forced. If the relationship feels forced or they're not engaging in equal give and take, it's not going to serve me anymore, so I release it to the universe. The other thing that was part of my rebirth, and by the way, if you've ever been through a dark night of the soul or something really traumatic where you really go through a rebirth and you feel like your old self is dead, people don't talk about how uncomfortable the rebirth is as well. Like, the rebirth hurts as bad as the fucking death. You know what I mean? Like, so when I was rebirthing in like February, March, and becoming this new version of myself that I didn't know, like, it was fucking painful. Like, I was uncomfortable in my own skin. But the other thing that I realized was that I'm not going to do anything else that feels forced in my life or that doesn't make me happy. If it doesn't serve me and make me happy in my soul, I don't have time for it. If it aggravates me, if it makes me sad, if it makes me feel any kind of way other than happy, I don't want it. And I think I got a really big perspective when my mom died, you know, like, she's not going to see the wedding I deserve. She's not going to meet my future husband. She's not going to meet my children that I don't have kids yet. You know, life is so short. Like, people say that all the time, but until you have something in your face, like I did, this perspective, if my mom was murdered, she was taken from me and I can't get her back. And she's not going to see over half my life, more than half my life. Man, that was a slap in the face of reality. Don't be in relationships that make you sick, that are toxic. If you're fighting, constantly going back and forth for years, and you're breaking up and getting back together and it's not working, just release the person. You don't have to hate them. You're just not meant to be. It may have worked in the beginning. It's not working now. The same goes for family and friends. If you have people in your life that don't make you happy or that aggravate you, or you're just not getting along energetically, just release them. It gives you space and energy for new people, the right people to come in. And that even goes into work situations. Like, if you're not happy at work, find another job, get out of there. You're wasting your life being sad and miserable. It's bringing your energetic level down. Stop doing it. Be happy. Life is too short to not be happy. And when it comes to Ghost Girl Diaries, I feel the same. I can no longer be around these producers that put me down, make me feel like a sex object. And I can't believe I tolerated it as long as I did. All in the name of me trying to get the series signed, and it's just not worth it. The right thing will come along. The right thing will find me. The universe, it works magic. And I have confidence that will happen. My mother is over on the other side now. My father's on the other side now. I'm an only child, so I'm by myself. But I'm hoping that you can take that lesson from me. Just don't keep toxic things, situations, people in your life that don't make you life is so short, guys. Don't wait around to get a fucking reality check like I did, where my mom was killed. It froze time. It froze time. I was like, whoa, I have to reanalyze everything in my life. Like, part of the mental breakdown in 2022 was I was just having nightmares nightly, and the nightmares, you wouldn't think they were nightmares. I mean, sometimes they were, you know, replaying her death and stuff like that, and the way she died and the neglect that she had and the abuse that she endured from the hospital staff. But I was having nightmares about, like, memories from my childhood. And I know you'd think, like, well, was it bad? No, they're not bad memories. But I'd wake up in so much agony and pain because the memories had my mom, and I was never going to have another memory with her. Life is so short. Do not waste another second of it being upset, being miserable. And I know it's so hard because I'm a Cancer rising, so I like to help people. I like to save people. My mom was a Cancer moon. My mom was a Cancer moon and a Scorpio rising, and she taught me to see the good in people. And that's a gift and a curse in itself, because Cancer moons and even Cancer risings, like, they're the ultimate mommy of the zodiac, right? Like, they do. They make the best mom. My mom was the best. She was a great mom. She wasn't perfect, but who is? And she taught me to see the best in people. But in turn, that ended up causing me to cut my own throat way more often than not. I would try to save people and help them to the point where I sacrificed my own well-being, my own health. And 2022, 2023 was about redefining that. Especially, you know, I mean, I'm not in a relationship, but especially if you're in a relationship with someone that's toxic and you're trying to, like, constantly patch things up and constantly fix things, and you're going back and forth and you're fighting and you break up and then you get back together and you break up. Stop. Why are you doing that to yourself? It's just, you know, you don't have to hate them. It's just not working. You're just not on the energetic wavelength of each other. And that's just what I've been doing. And as far as me chasing producers, it's the same thing. I'm just not on this wavelength anymore of wanting to constantly be put down and beat up and be called a porn star. And I had to release it. So that's where I'm at. So now the next question is, what are we going to do? What are we going to do with Ghost Girl Diaries? Well, I still want to start posting on TikTok again now that things have calmed down in the paranormal community. I want to start filming for YouTube. I want to start doing podcasts again. My ultimate goal, I feel like, is kind of just leaving Hollywood behind, unless, you know, that dream producer, production company, EP finds me. And I'm probably just going to go start filming at haunted locations with Kat and filming it for YouTube. There's one problem that's in the way, though, because a lot of people have asked me all these years, why haven't you, you know, gotten signed by now? Like, what's the point of getting signed? Because the production company can fund your equipment. The production company and the network can fund your travel expenses. It's very expensive to travel. And remember, going back to what I said before, I spent all of my life savings on trying to sue the hospital for my mom. And essentially, I'm starting over right now. And it sucks. I'm doing fine, but I'm starting over. And I don't have the funds to travel with Kat. I don't have the funds to travel to haunted locations. And, you know, I'm looking at my ghost gear right now. It's over here behind the camera, and I need new ghost gear. Like, I need new night vision cams. Like, they're old. They're 7 to 10 years now. New technology's come out. There's a new SLS camera that's out that I think is like $3,000. I can't afford it. So how are we going to afford it? Crystal's going to keep working on fashion and makeup. So if you support GGD, you're going to have to support me in all my endeavors, because fashion and makeup's going to be what funds it right now, because that's the only choice I have. And essentially, for now, until I get this going, whatever that means, or, you know, the universe will guide me. I have plenty of confidence in my spirit team, my mother, and my father, that they are working overtime to guide me in whatever the right direction is. I've released that to the universe. But until I get signed, I'm going to kind of abandon Hollywood right now, because I'm tired of being called a porn star. I'm tired of being told that I should just sell sex and my body. And I have respect for myself. I know that we're in an era where OnlyFans is big, but that's not me. It's never going to be me. You know, okay, great. I'd make money as a porn star. Ain't gonna do it. I've never been promiscuous. And if somebody ever tried to RAP me, I would be gouging their EYEBALLS out. Okay. So, yeah, we're just gonna keep our integrity and just keep going. I don't know what that means. I hope you guys support me on this journey. Like, I'm as blind. I'm leading the blind, leading the blind right now. I don't know what I'm doing either. I just know that this is what, this decision is making me happy. I'm smiling. I don't have to talk to these producers that put me down anymore. I can wear. Oh my God. Can I tell you how freeing it has been to wear whatever I want to wear on social media, knowing that producers aren't trying to see, oh, I bet she's a D cup for sure. You know what I'm saying? Like, oh, it's been so freeing to be myself, wear whatever I want to wear and not worry about it. And I'm in my own skin. Like, I'm in Empress energy. I'm in dark divine feminine energy right now. I am the most comfortable I've ever been in my skin before. I'm confident, and I don't want a producer to take that away from me. So I hope this clears it up. No, I'm not quitting GGD, but am I taking a little bit of a reroute? For sure. For sure. We are. And I love you guys. And thank you for the support. And I hope you keep supporting me. But things change, people change, and this is kind of where I'm at right now. So make sure you guys follow us on all social media. Make sure you subscribe to our TikTok and our YouTube channel if you haven't already. This will be uploaded as a podcast on all major streaming services per usual. Our numbers are still skyrocketing through our podcast. So thank you to everyone that's downloading it through Spotify, Apple, and every other site that we're on. I appreciate your support so much. There's a lot of new fans that are out there that have subscribed and joined the family. Welcome to the Ghost Girl Diaries family. We love you. Thank you for your support no matter what, guys. I love you. And as always, we will catch you guys next time. Good night, guys.